With the Academy Awards this Sunday, it is time for our annual Listen to the Nominees for the Best Original Song Oscar. Joining us is John Burlingame. He writes about film music for Variety and teaches film music history at the University of Southern California. John, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jeremy. Nice to be here.
And do you think it's been a good year for this category?
This is actually the strongest field for songs in years at the Academy Awards. That's why it's particularly exciting to think about these five choices.
Well, let's listen to some of them. And the hottest film, as we know, is probably La La Land with 14 Oscar nominations. It's a musical about the romance between a jazz musician and a would-be actress in Hollywood. It's a favorite for Best Picture. It has two songs nominated for Best Original Song, both of them written by Justin Hurwitz, Benj Pasek, and Justin Paul. And one of them, City of Stars, is performed by Ryan Gosling, who plays the musician. Let's listen.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? Is this the start of something wonderful? Or
so I'm just thinking to myself, as many problems as I have with La La Land, the music is pretty good. So let's listen to the other one that's nominated. Gosling's co-star Emma Stone plays the actress in La La Land, and the song that she sings towards the end of the film, Audition, The Fools That Dream, is also up for an Oscar. Here it is.
Here's to the ones who dream. Foolish as they may seem. Here's to the hearts that ache. Here's to the mess we make.
Now, neither Ryan Gosling nor Emma Stone are trained singers. Do you think that matters?
Actually, I think it helps in this case. Hmm. It's one of the things that I think has charmed audiences about La La Land and about these two characters.
Well, what do you think of these two songs?
Well, it's a really interesting race, and, you know, the conventional wisdom always has been that if two songs are nominated from the same popular film, that the vote may split, and therefore the winner may actually go to one of the other songs in the category. What's interesting, though, is that over the past 30 years, that situation has happened 10 times, and six of those 10 times, the Oscar still went to the movie that had the two songs entered. So that means that City of Stars or Audition still have a strong shot, and that the idea of a vote split isn't necessarily going to happen. What's interesting about City of Stars is that's the song that Lionsgate, the distributor, is pushing really hard. And I suspect it's because it seems to be the song that embodies the movie.
Yeah.
You know, the title is La La Land, this is the City of Stars. But what I find fascinating about the race is that Audition, which is, as you pointed out, the song that Emma Stone sings toward the end of the movie, is in many ways really what the movie is about. It's about dreamers. It's about the dreamers and trying to achieve those dreams when they come to Los Angeles. And I think it's, in many ways, it may be actually a stronger song. But then that's not always what has happened at the Academy Awards. I don't think Beauty and the Beast was the best song from Beauty and the Beast, but it won. So here's a movie that has a very strong shot, not only at winning the score, but also at winning the song.
Could these songs have been nominated if they had been sung by somebody else, if the actors had just lip-synced in the movie?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think both songs, in fact, the entire score is pretty strong. And I think there's so many catchy tunes in that score. And these just happen to be, you know, the two that they chose to promote.
All right, well, let's get to one of the other nominees. The rock star Sting is nominated for co-writing The Empty Chair with J. Ralph. The song appears at the end of the documentary Jim, the James Foley story about the American journalist who was kidnapped and killed by ISIS in 2014. Sting performs the song. Let's listen to a little bit.
If I should close my eyes that my soul can't see, and there's a place at the table that you save for me. So many thousand miles o'er land and sea, I hope to dare that you hear my prayer, and somehow I'll be there.
What do you think about this
one? Well, you know, I'm fascinated by the recent trend of nominating songs from documentaries. Of the 91 songs entered for Best Song at the Oscars this year, 17 of them were actually from documentaries. This is the one that made it to the final five. Sting is a great writer. This is a heartfelt and thoughtful song. It's kind of an elegy for Jim Foley at the end of the movie. It's just Sting and a piano. It's reverent and sort of quietly moving. I think it's a great song, and I'm glad to see it in the batch, even though, as often happens with documentaries, if many people among the 6,600 voting members of the Academy don't see the film, then that will diminish its chances of winning.
So the Academy voters are not forced by law to watch all of the films then?
They're supposed to. You know, what's interesting about the whole race in general is that the nominations are chosen by the music branch, which consists of about 290 composers, songwriters, and music editors. But the choices for the final vote, the final tally, is actually from the entire Academy. Huh. So personal taste enters into it. Whether you've seen the film makes a difference. Whether your kids have been, you know, bugging you about voting for this song or that song, all these factors come into play, and it makes it a fun guessing game.
We're speaking with John Burlingame, who writes about film music for Variety, about the nominees for Best Original Song for the Oscars, which are this weekend. And let's get to the next one. There's Disney's Moana, which has the song How Far I'll Go. It is written by Lin-Manuel Miranda and performed by Auli'i Cruvalho, who is the voice of Moana in the film, Moana, the daughter of an island chief who longs to sail the oceans. Let's listen.
Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind is my sail on the sea stays behind, no telling how far I'll go.
Now, as our listeners may know, Lin-Manuel Miranda is the Tony-winning composer of the Broadway smash Hamilton. And if he wins an Oscar for this, he will have an EGOT, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. How likely are his chances?
Well, I've been debating this in my own mind. Do Oscar voters care about whether someone will become an EGOT? And I think the answer is no. However, given that Lin-Manuel Miranda is about as white-hot a personality in the show business community as we have right now, and so I think his name and his accomplishment, you know, are going to be a factor. And, of course, it's a huge Disney animated movie, and those are very often winners. I mean, just think back to Frozen a few years ago and the success of Let It Go. In this case, How Far I'll Go, which I think was a really good choice from the movie, is the movie's I Want song, which is a kind of a Broadway tradition where the character voices his or her desires and often sets the plot into motion.
All right. Well, the last song that is in this category, nominated for Best Original Song, is one that a lot of people have probably heard, at least the single version of it, which is Can't Stop the Feeling from the animated movie Trolls. It is written by pop star Justin Timberlake, Max Martin, and Carl Johan Schuster. And it's performed in Trolls by Timberlake, Anna Kendrick, as well as other cast members. Here it is.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
And if you want it inside your soul, just open up your heart, let music take control. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Now, the single version released by Justin Timberlake before the film was released was last year's best-selling song. Will the fact that it was so popular help its chance of winning an Oscar?
Yes, I think in no uncertain terms. And don't discount the fact that the video has been viewed 385 million times on YouTube. But look, the movie's fun, the song is catchy, it's sort of upbeat and fun and dancey, and it's, you know, it's the feel-good song of the year. And if Academy voters say to their kids, well, which one would you vote for, this is going to be the hands-down winner.
Yeah, that's true.
And I might add that Justin Timberlake is well-liked in the community. He's, you know, he's not just a songwriter, he's also been an actor in a number of pictures in recent years. So I think you cannot count out Can't Stop the Feeling as a possible winner this year.
That's John Burlingame, who teaches film music history at the University of Southern California and is also a writer for Variety, writes about film music. John, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on, Jeremy.
'Cause I got that.